Innovation, disruption, and big issues. This is Business Game Changers with Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today I have kind of an exciting interview. I have met Ian Mitchell, who is VP of Research for Live Pets, and they are taking the concept of C60 to a whole nother level. And I had the opportunity to interview him, who's a VP of research, and then his colleague, Dr. Ayapen, who's research of development. And they are scientists, and they're really digging into different ways to use C60. They're coupling it with telomere lengthening and other things. And they've been in stealth mode for about 5 years, and they're working with different universities. There's been over, thousands of studies by universities on this. They have multiple patents that are, some are out and many are pending, so they can't talk too much about some of the really exciting things they have, although they do get into the big time exciting things. I gotta tell you, this is one of the these finds that I'm finding, and the more I hear about C60 and people taking it very seriously and getting it out there. Now, this is for pets, and there's a reason why they're doing it for pets. It's less expensive. They can get it to market. It's going to be a mass study that they're going to be able to have across the entire United States and probably world on showing how this stuff works. And I couldn't be more excited. You know, writing my book on longevity, on anti-aging, I had to shelve it for a little bit. I finished about half of it, and now I'm learning so much more that I'm going to have to go back and really develop it in a new way. But I got to tell you, this is one of the more exciting interviews I've done in this research, because they are going to make a big difference on getting this out there. And the results that they're seeing with animals is absolutely incredible. We have a little video that we played during the interview that shows the results. If you're watching this on YouTube, you will be able to see it. If you're watching this on satellite or on podcasts, I recommend you going to my website at sarahwestall.com, and I'll also have it there for people to see. Absolutely amazing. So I don't want to waste much more time, and I want to get into our interview now with Ian Mitchell and Dr. Ayapen. Hi, Ayan and Ayapen. Thank you very much for joining the program.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Well, this is our continuation on covering C60, but you are really focused on animals, which is really great. Can you tell me why you decided to focus on pets instead of humans or something else?
Sure. There were multiple reasons, but the real crux is we're diehard animal lovers. The CEO of the company has been doing greyhound rescue and canine rescue for over 30 years. And it seemed kind of the logical extension of what we were working on and developing. And not to mention, in terms of the regulatory agencies, it's a whole lot easier to deal with animals in lieu of humans. And the cost of getting a human drug to market is roughly $2.5 billion these days. And you can do an animal drug for, say, 15 to 20. Pretty liberally.
$1 million.
Sure. Yeah. So it's a lot less expensive. But it also will prove the point, the C60 point will be proven through animals when it gets massively produced, and it's going to be a huge demand for humans. But you guys have been in stealth mode, and now you're ready to at least talk about it. Can you explain that, why are you ready to talk about it now?
Sure. We've been working on this for the past roughly 5 years and have spent, quite a few million dollars just on the research and the development of the process and the product. And it was surprisingly difficult to iron out all of the kinks. I mean, there was a study that was released that I know you're familiar with from Fatih Musa in 2012. And a lot of people focused on the research right after that. But I think most everyone wasn't really trying to push the research forward. And our contention internally was that if we're going to do something, we're going to take it to the next level and then keep seeing where that leads us. So we've spent most of our time working with some universities and doing a tremendous amount of applied research just on the base components. Our formulation is patented, And it is holistic, but it took many, many moons to get to the point with a holistic product where you can replicate the exact same structure every time so that you're yielding the same results. You know, we've done 2 full clinical trials and quite literally hundreds of tests at this point. But it was almost more of a distraction. If you start speaking out, and we did it a couple of times, but it becomes a bit of a distraction because people latch on to the anti-aging components of it and almost lose sight of all of the other peripheral things. You know, definitely as a first line, you've got the antioxidant behavior of the molecule, which is terrific, but it leads to other benefits, which is what Iapen and I were really focused on and the company as a whole. We worked on mitigating systemic inflammation. And we did actually do some trials that were really of note. We repeated a trial with P53 knockout rats, which are rats that have been genetically modified to have their tumor suppressor genes taken out. And the benefit to being able to use P53 knockouts is the life cycle of the animal is substantially shortened. And there are thousands of them. So you have really good data sets on what the normal mortality curves are. And after we did that, we found that we got a 93% median lifespan extension, which is pretty phenomenal, and we could have publicized that, but it wasn't the crux of what we're focusing on. Would you?
Right. I mean, people have been trying to come up with drugs to treat diseases with less side effects for a long time. And today we can say that there are nothing available in the market that can have little side effects or no side effects. To that point, fullerene, for example, it was discovered in 1985, but it took several years to manufacture C60 in a bulk quantity. In the 90s, people started making it in bulk, and people started finding a lot of potential biological applications of this fullerene molecule, C60, starting from 90s. So after the discovery, it took several years to manufacture in bulk. So when people started manufacturing this fullerene in bulk, then other scientists and technologists started looking into getting this fullerene into the system by using several solvents, mostly benign solvents for animals. And also people started putting in several functional groups in C60. And
I know you gotta be really close in this interview to see both of you. I'm making hand gestures for listeners why they're laughing. Go ahead.
And basically, like scientists were trying to put in several functional groups on top of fluorine molecule and get it solubilized in solvents so that they can get into animals. So that's the beginning of trying to bring in fluorine into the drug industry. And in that regard, as Ayan mentioned, Fathi Moussa came up with oil. But before even Fathi Moussa, somebody else brought in what is called corn oil, for example, to solubilize fullerene molecule. But anyway, people have been trying to come up with solvents to bring in these fullerene molecules so that that can be ingested into animals, which will have great effects. And our research started a long time back too. And Ayan has been familiar with the fullerene molecule, and I'm familiar with the fullerene molecule since 1992, beginning of my PhD period. So when we found out that laboratory experiment, which gave us great confidence that, yes, we can take this fluorine further into the drug area or more applicable area. So that's how we started getting into this. And then we spent, as Ayan mentioned, last 5 years, we have been spending time in further polishing this product, you know, getting the right solvent, which is, in our case, the same olive oil. And manufacturing in bulk quantity, our CEO, Dan Benjamin, he always says, you have to have the product ready. It doesn't matter whether there will be 10 people, 100 people, but you should be ready for 1,000 people. If they want this product, you should be able to provide it. So we were in stealth mode to just make sure all those things were taken care of. So it took us 4 or 5 years, and we believe we have a product now to deliver it, however much amount needed to the market. And
I have a question. You said that the rat study showed a 93% longevity increase, and the study that, you know, the one that we always refer to from like 5-6 years ago showed almost 300% increase. What is the difference?
No, it actually showed a 90% increase.
It did? Okay, so that's probably been blown out of proportion. So why is... Well, that's good, though. That's what we're trying to flush out here. That's why I keep bringing experts on. Why is that being blown out of proportion? And are other studies really coming up with, you know, 3 to 5 times longevity? Or is that just the excitement of it, and it's really more in the 90s?
Well, it kind of, to my point earlier about not wanting to, you know, necessarily become like the belle of the ball for anti-aging and really focusing on that, it does have a tendency to get blown out of proportion. And I think people make claims about that. You know, we really did kind of go to a very granular level with this. We spent 6 months specifically focusing on oils and, you know, the combining effect of oils and how to make certain, because, you know, olive oil is actually a complex. You know, you've got oleic acid, linoleic acid, alpha-linoleic, palmitoleic. You know, there's a whole host of things, and all of those have different binding coefficients. You know, coconut oil has a completely different binding coefficient than olive oil. Same thing with some of the other things that we've seen. We tested dozens of different types of, you know, oils to combine with, and some of those studies that you're referring to, I'm sure there are going to be some replications that come out, but my guess is, unless they substantially modify what they're doing and take another thrust, like trying to concurrently use antioxidants to buffer mitochondrial stress, but in conjunction with that doing telomeric extension, they're probably not going to really substantially alter what we've seen in terms of, say, roughly, you know, a 90%, give or take, extension and lifespan.
But that's what makes it so exciting. Oh, go ahead. I was going to say that's what makes it so exciting, because once you start mixing it with like that Dr. Andrews, who actually has found the ability to lengthen telomeres, they're working on a less expensive option. And there's other doctors as well that are getting close to being able to come up with other less expensive options. You combine that with C60, and now we start to have some real solutions that now C60 by itself, if it can do 90%, is pretty amazing. But once you combine it with some of these other solutions, now we're getting pretty serious.
We actually have. That's in our Companion 60, the formulation. We can give you a rundown on the different components and what they do. But
oh, excellent. So you are combining it with telomere.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Well, you keep going then.
Right. So one more point on reproducibility. You know, I mean, we are trying in different parts of the world, right? All these experiments are done at different places and different animal models and different strains. So we expect to see some variation in the results, but not to, I mean, 90% versus 300%. That's why we want to make sure, at least in our lab, whatever we get as a result, we want to reproduce it and then make sure that we can repeat it on a constant basis. But it's expected that there will be some variation because of different strains in the animals and different parts of the world. And also, as Ayan mentioned, you know, I mean, olive oil is like wine. You cannot get the same type of olive oil any other time. That's it. It depends on the geographical location and the components that are ground. It all contributes to the richness of olive tree and then eventually olive oil. So it's very hard to get a reproducibility on the olive oil production. So we tend to stick to certain properties, percentages of these acids and triglycerides that are found in olive oil. So we go with that. So it took some time to do all these things. So we believe now it's time to come out with a reproducible product.
That's just amazing. So now why? I know you're still in stealth mode on a big portion of it, but you're at least ready to talk about it at a high level, and you're ready to go public in general. Why are you ready to go public now? What is the basis of it?
Well, it's kind of, if you have reproducible data and you have clinical trials showing that you're yielding tremendously beneficial results for you know, all these animals, it's kind of incumbent upon you to actually do something with it, as opposed to put it on your shelf and lock it away. You know, I think what we have, we've seen with not just the clinical trials, but with people actually starting to use it with their animals, and in a couple of cases with themselves, huge differences that were impactful. And it actually, it's meaningful. You know, the difference with my animals in house, my pets personally, was remarkable. And there have been a couple of times when I've actually been out when some video footage was being taken and was speechless, which is, it's a really heartwarming feeling to know that you had a part in doing something that contributes to an animal being able to move again, to run again, to play again. It's pretty intense feeling.
Yeah, well, we've given some.
Let's play that clip. You okay with playing the clip that you sent me right now, so people can see an animal going from one stage to another with your stuff? It's just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So now that's pretty remarkable. How is it working? How is it different than just the olive oil C60? You know, the 99.9% pure C60 in olive oil.
Well, the other components that we've included in the formulation, which initially our patent wasn't approved because we had to demonstrably show that there was a very large yield. And we showed the individual components being broken down, and university actually did the research for us and showed that the individual components yielded less than half of the benefits when we actually combined it in this way. So we've run, you know, Western blot analysis to show that the proteases and the proteins that are in the formulation don't degrade due to acidity, don't degrade due to temperature. We've, you know, arrived at a very good buffering system to be able to try and deliver special components, one of which, for instance, is serrapeptase or serratiopeptidase, which is a proteolytic enzyme that breaks down silkworm cocoons. So a silkworm can exit, and silkworm cocoons structurally are incredibly similar to human scar tissue, to mammalian scar tissue. So in this case, the video that you just saw, my guess would be that Lily probably had a fair amount of damage to her joints, and the serrapeptase, by virtue of being able to get delivered to the area of inflammation, was able to go in and radically remodel the interior of the joint. Now, you know, time will prove this out, but The product itself, serrapeptase, was a drug in Japan for quite a few years, and it was downgraded to a supplement, primarily because they had an issue with delivery and getting the levels high enough in the bloodstream. With our buffering system, that doesn't appear to be the case. It seems to be delivering exactly where it needs to go.
So are they taking an oil substance or a pill?
An oil substance. Like with my dogs and with the horses, I'll just put it on their food or put it directly inject it via syringe into their mouth.
And they'll take it?
They love it.
Oh, they actually do. Okay, because I can get my dog to take the coconut oil and the avocado oil, but when it gets to the olive oil, she's a little bit irritated with me.
Yeah, our cats were not so fond of it. Cats seem to be apparently a little bit more finicky than dogs are. and horses seem to like it the most, actually. They will try and push you to get at it.
Oh, really? That's good. So there's just something in that they really like, taste-wise. So now... I'm sorry, what did you say?
As Ayan mentioned, we had two clinical trials with 35 plus 15 dogs in an institute. And we started with our companion 60 product, and initially, like when we started, we started with oral dosing, and in the beginning, like for 3-4 days, all the dogs were hesitant to take the product, but after the fourth day, they started waiting for the product to come in and dose. Actually, it was a daily dose for 28 days. Or 35 days. And after the third day or fourth day, dogs started loving it. So so initially they had some hesitance, but afterwards, like, they started loving it. And again, going back to a little more results on that, now to come out as a product, you see advertisements, right? There, people talk about cytokines and inflammatory markers coming down when you take their medications. And we thought, I mean, they talk about two or three markers coming down. And when we looked at our results, our blood results from animals, we saw, I mean, eight to 10 cytokines come down after the dose.
Literally everyone.
Right, indicating that there is inflammation reduction after taking our product.
Across your entire system.
Yeah, completely mitigated all the systemic inflammation. We've tested other products as well just to get a bead on where we are kind of in terms of our relative performance. And we are the only thing that we've seen that took all of the cytokines down. And it cratered them in a span of 2 hours. They just precipitously fell.
And then again, to point out your question, as you said, we go beyond C60 in olive oil. We have
That's what I want to hear, because you're talking about telomere reduction or lengthening.
Components, like at least minimum three components addressing this aged product, I mean, the glycated products removal. And then increasing the telomere length and bringing down the inflammatory markers. And those three components have been added to this liquid product. You know, as again we mentioned, C60 itself has an antioxidant properties. Just antioxidant, like just go back in the drug industry. The solid, the powdered drugs that we had an antioxidant component added to the drug. Which used to protect the potency of the active pharmaceutical ingredient. So we believe our this C60 olive oil is giving a great environment to protect these three, at least minimum three components that we are putting in, and which acts as a great delivery agent as well. So we believe the potency of the three components that we add in is enhanced in the presence of C60 and olive oil.
Okay, now what are you doing with the telomeres to lengthen them? What are you doing?
We have used specific peptide groups to modulate different systems, and specifically the endocrine system, of course, but we've used peptide groups to alleviate some of the stresses on the endocrine system so that the production goes back up. And as a byproduct of that, some of the initial test data that we based all of that on showed that there was an extension in telomeres and that you were able to push past the normal bounds of the Hayflick limit.
How much are you seeing in the lengthening based on your test results?
Well, based on what we have based everything on initially, we saw about a 32% increase.
That's really incredible, because the stuff that, I don't mean to cut you off, but the stuff that I know of that is affordable is only at 16%. It's not legal in this country for humans.
Like Boestragenol and, you know, things like that, I'm assuming. And well, TA65, product B, those kind of.
TAM818 is 16%. Yeah. It's illegal in other countries, and that's the most I've seen. So if you're sitting at 32%, in dogs or horses, that's a big deal.
Again, as we said, I mean, we have to collect a little more data to confirm all those numbers, but we are getting encouraging results. And there are reported results on the peptide itself, that peptide had a great action on telomere length elongation or maintenance of telomere length. We are trying to collect more data to substantiate our claims, and we believe, our product has a better efficiency.
This is amazing. I've been covering aging. I'm writing a book on aging, and I know you aren't just focusing on aging for a number of reasons, but I'm telling you, what you're talking about right now is pretty incredible.
Thank you. The benefit really...
This already, otherwise you wouldn't be so adamant, but go ahead.
We do. It's profound. I mean, I start my day off with it. The CEO of the company, and though this is totally anecdotal, I used to tease him for having lobster claws because he had rheumatoid arthritis so bad that he couldn't actually close his fingers. And after a few months, it was completely gone.
And, oh my gosh. I have friends who have that are like, you know, and they're living like this and they're moving like this. And they're now okay?
Yeah, now, yes, and that's totally anecdotal, but if you go to Facebook page, you know, there are quite a few people who are posting their own anecdotal experiences with the same results. And
Changing lives, and you're doing it in a safe, holistic way. And you're doing it with animals, which I love, so that you can get around not get around for humans, but just get something out there that you can do a mass study where everyone sees it without getting caught up in the BS. I mean, we can't move forward in medicine because of this.
It is definitely something that leaves people hamstrung. And if you have good ideas, it really, it does make it legislatively difficult to get things done.
It's only for the wealth. I'm seriously wealthy, and all we're not ideas of the brilliant ideas and the brilliant people that can bring things forward are being shut down because of this. And so we just have a system that's all messed up as far as moving humanity forward. Love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay, so keep going. Let me ask you some questions here. Okay, you've been working with many universities, and I know that you can't name names yet because some of these patents are out there. But can you give us, first of all, explain why you can't specifically talk about the universities you're working with and when you're going to be able to talk about that? It's just so people can see that this is the real deal.
Well, there are a fair amount of disclosure issues and intellectual property issues, and until we have approval on the patents, which we're anticipating a lot of these things being finalized by the end of Q1 next year, then we would love to blather on about it ad infinitum, because there's some just really phenomenally exciting research that we've done and some new processes that we've come up with, you know, via different catalytic combinatory things. And it's really exciting. I mean, I could ramble on about it for quite a while, but it has to, you know, it has to kind of remain in the closet until everything is finalized and the patents are issued.
Like at the beginning,
go ahead.
At the beginning, we were talking about solubility of fluorine in various solvents. You know, people have been trying to put as much of fluorine in the solvent as possible, but not successful yet. So same thing, like we are also trying to put in more fluorine in solvents, especially with oil, and we believe we are successful in increasing the amount of fluorine that we can put in and things like that. And so we want to just take care of the intellectual property side, and then we come up and
not to a minuscule degree. I mean, we're talking about a marked difference in the amount of solubility. So it's things that we definitively need to protect the process and how we're approaching it.
So can people get the product now for their animals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, now how much is it? Is it affordable? Because, you know, people have a hard time paying a lot.
Yeah, well, it's $49 for an 8-ounce bottle, which is, for a smaller dog, a 2-month supply. For a larger dog, about a 1-month supply.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, it's not. And then
we have
smaller bottles for smaller dogs that are, I believe, $28.50. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have, it's 49 for 8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then 4-ounce bottle, $29.
How much do they have to take?
Not that much. The dosing regimen is, you know, we obviously allometrically scaled everything, but the dosing regimen is dependent on the weight of the dog.
Okay, so it's all on weight. So let's say a dog weighs 100 pounds, big dog.
Okay, for 100 pounds, we'll consult the actual bottle. So for a 100-pound dog, the starting dose would be 3 tablespoons, and the maintenance dose would be a tablespoon and a half.
Okay, so you have to create homeostasis at first, right?
Exactly, and that's like many other substances. You have a loading phase where you actually have to reach the homeostasis where it's permeated enough of the cells that it's actually going to continue to make a difference.
Okay. So based on all this stuff that you're seeing come out, I see it as people, it takes a while before it penetrates into the psyche and people start, you know, a tipping point. People hear the marketing point, tipping point, enough people do it, then suddenly it's like, foosh, everybody starts realizing this is out there. And you know that's how it works in business and marketing. So now when this starts going crazy, I see this people going, humans going, wait a minute here, there's something very serious going on. Do you anticipate that happening, and the people that you're around anticipate that happening?
It may happen, but we are not, and we are not intending to do it like that way. We would like to start with animals and then go on the right path and the regulatory pathway for humans. But if somebody likes it, we cannot control anybody.
And right? I know more often than not, people who give it to their pets have started taking it themselves. And there's actually quite a litany of people who have started taking it for themselves, which I always find kind of funny.
But we don't recommend
that. No, it's not intended.
It's for pets, and their human companion tends to take it, but it's not for them.
Exactly.
And it has not been tried in humans officially yet. So
at some point, it probably will be, though. I'm sure
You can't stop inevitability. You know, it's the future.
Yeah. To go back on the clinical trial with about 50 dogs, we had excellent results on safety of this product in 50 animals. And to add to that, actually, a couple of dogs did even have some tumors in the in them. And the safety of the drug was very good. So that was proven in about 50 animals. And so we are very happy about the safety results.
So what do you see the future of C60 and some of these other things that you're doing? Because you're lengthening telomeres. I mean, do you think this could actually be a food additive eventually? Just added to food and so we don't have to think about it?
Possibly.
When we had a dinner one time in Austin, Texas, definitely we came up with the idea of putting some of them in the salad, you know. And people use some olive oil in salad. So instead of that, how would adding a companion 60 there and just having it? So, it's possible.
I will tell you, it's not my fave after still ingesting the stuff on an almost daily basis for the past 5 years. I still am not a huge fan of the taste, and mustard seems to mitigate the taste. And personally, I take it with coffee and chase it with coffee to increase the solubility a bit, so it's
so you're cramming it down and dying as you're taking it. So if how old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
Sure, 45.
Okay, you're looking good.
Why,
how old are, do you take it too?
Yes, yeah. I mean, well, once in a while I just taste it, and it's like a cooking food, right? Just make sure everything's all right. No, I mean. Yeah, I do take it, and but I'm not recommending. We are not recommending to anybody.
No, you can't.
We cannot recommend that. But
it's for animals.
It is in fact for animals, right. But as a probably slightly over the top animal lover, I tested it as the first guinea pig before we gave it to any animals, because once we had identified that it was definitively safe and it wasn't going to create any huge toxic side effects. I tested it myself because it's a whole lot easier to understand what the actual feel is internally, because I don't speak dog fluently. So.
Well, that makes sense. That's exactly right. And you can't really tell. So how do you think this could ultimately change our planet? I mean, we're getting futuristic here. I want to hear what you think, because now we're kind of entering into cutting edge. Things are going to be different.
I would agree. And, C60 has been around pretty much forever. NASA's found it going back to the Big Bang. So we're talking something that's kind of been ubiquitous for 14 billion years in outer space. And I think it's probably going to become a mainstay of our culture. I would assume in 15 years or so, everyone will just take this for granted. If the environment that we live in were pristine and unencumbered by, stresses and toxins and things like that, I don't think it would be as necessary. But just due to the environmental toxicity that we're all exposed to, I think it's really requisite that people find ways to lessen the burden on their body. And this is by far and away the best thing I've seen personally. So I would expect that it will change things, because people will use it with their animals. And then my guess is people will make the jump and think, oh, wow, if I can help alleviate the stresses, in other higher order mammals, then I can certainly do the same with myself.
Well, like, as a culture, we'll figure it out. And let's say in 25 years, it's a mainstay in humans. Now, what do you think will happen? And I know you've thought about this. There's no way you do your research and not think about this at some point and contemplate this. Now, what do you think will happen as we live longer?
Well, I've read quite a few books on the topic, and I'm sure it will change things. It's probably going to be a while before it actually becomes pervasive and hits all aspects of the culture, because, and I think you alluded to this earlier, socioeconomically, it's only going to be the top tier, because everything trickles down like that. So it's probably going to take quite a bit of time before this becomes available to everyone, and we start seeing the longer term ramifications across our entire culture. But I would expect in the next few decades, this will become a mainstay and people will be living longer and hopefully be living healthier. And, you know, I can already attest to the fact that the animals will be living in a much healthier state. And I would hope that translates across the board to all creatures.
You know, I had somebody contact me that does remote viewing. I don't know what you think of remote viewing, but a lot of people believe in it. And people who don't know about it don't know what to think of it. But our government believes in it because they hire people to do it. But I had someone contact me, and he was saying that what he found in 100 years out, or even sooner than that, is that it is an economic thing, and that C60 will be more for the common man, and that they'll have other things, probably like what you're doing, where it really develops for telomeres and all these other things. But what he was saying is that there's going to be more social unrest as the people who don't have the funds to get this are going to be angry, and they're going to be bitter that their children and them don't get to live as long as the wealthy.
I think that's currently the state of affairs, if memory serves, regarding most of the statistics regarding longevity across different populations.
But we believe by research and development, we can bring the cost of these materials down, all the way down, so that everybody can benefit. And as a starting point, we are doing it for animals right now. There are even humans who are not able to spend much money. The eventuality is to bring down the cost of these drugs to such a level that everybody can benefit, you know. And we believe, I mean, I believe at least that with increased life expectancy, the thinking process is going to change, the culture is going to change, and the quality of life will be better, and people will be more peaceful, and they'll have more time to think about better things and peaceful things for the betterment of the world. That's my take.
Well, I think that starting with animals is great, because you have to keep the price down. People won't pay that much for it. People love animals, and they will, but the average person needs to have a price that they can afford. And so with animals, you're going to keep that price down. I just hope that the pharmaceutical and different people eventually don't take it over and decide to jack the price up. I know my sister's a pharmacist, and what she sees is that, you know, the generic drugs will be really inexpensive, and then so the brand name drugs will get out of the whole process. And then once the generic is the only one that's available, they'll take something that was like $3 a pill or less and then jack it up to like $200 a pill, because now they don't have competition. And so our human being nature is kind of awful at times. So, you know, we need to see something like this and go, okay, how do we have the betterment for all of mankind? And let's get these warlords away and not to control it, so that we can evolve as a species. Because, you know, the United States was created supposedly as a place, a republic, and something that was a more evolved way of managing ourselves. But it turns out that we're still managing ourselves like these, you know, the Game of Thrones, with these families at high levels that are like mobs running everything. So we got to keep those people out of this.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, a democratic republic does occasionally tend to look like a feudal trade system, where the people who control the goods and services really do kind of, by virtue of lobbyists, control most things. And you know, in our own small way, we're trying to help. You know, we have actually been able to radically reduce the cost of this over the past couple of years, and hopefully we'll be able to continue doing that. You know, we've got a sister company that's just producing carbon 60 olive oil using the process that we developed. We license it to them, and their pricing seems very good. And hopefully that will, you know, help more and more people get exposure to it.
Are they using the 99.9% olive oil or C60?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What is their price point?
I believe it's 4 ounces for $27, if memory serves.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, what's the name of their company?
Carbon 60 Plus.
Okay.
And it's just carbon60plus.com, P-L-U-S, spelled out.
Okay, so there's more people doing this. I just think this is going to explode. It's an exploding industry. And every time we air a show on this, the industry sells out. I mean, there's a huge boom on this.
That's fantastic. The more people who can experience this, the better off. I mean, getting it out there, making this, you know, have some degree of ubiquity is terrific. The more people who know that there's something out there that can help mitigate physical and environmental stress. You know, back in the Fathi Moussa study, he pointed out, you know, they had dosed their lab rats with carbon tetrachloride, and the effects were completely mitigated just by virtue of having the C60 in their system. And the same thing we've seen with other animals, and it should apply as well to all mammals. And I would hope that given the environment we're living in, more people do get out, more people understand this, and it does become something that's pervasive across the entire spread, and everybody gets to take it.
Can you tell me what happens if you don't get to homeostasis? Because I've been told that if people are afraid to take enough to get to homeostasis, and so they never get to the point, or animals too, they never get to the point of where it really gives you the benefits because they don't get to that homeostasis. Now, is that true? And what is importance of that?
Well, our data would support that you can get an effect. You definitely elicit a response literally in just a few hours, but to have a response that you aren't only getting that response while you're taking the substance, you do have to reach homeostasis, and it takes a bit of time to do that. Because I would say that the thing that would be affected most would be the clearance time before you hit the point where you're, you know, losing most of it out of your cells.
What does that mean?
Well, it's going to build up in your system, and, you know, due to the gradient charge with your mitochondria, the kind of our hypothesis at this point is that, you know, you're going to end up with a fair amount of C60 residing in your mitochondria to buffer them and protect against oxidative stress. And if you don't reach a sort of critical mass with that, they're going to filter out. Your body does actually break down C60.
The pharmacokinetic studies indicate that the C60 fluorine stays in the body for a few hours, and a maximum of about 24 hours, you clear of almost 100% of fluorine. So to just maintain the peak concentration of C60, you need to be on that for a little while and to have the effect on the cells. So homeostasis is very important based on, I mean, the pharmacokinetic study. We have not done an elaborate study yet, but hopefully one of these days we'll be able to do more studies on that and have a solid answer. But the initial results on pharmacokinetics indicate that at least that homeostasis in order to have an effect on the cell levels.
When it comes to universities, can you talk about the studies that are being done? Because I know before we got on this interview, you were saying thousands of studies are being done. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that means that the awareness in the science community is really growing.
Yeah, I just read kind of a nifty study about a few things that I found interesting. One was C60s, and they were using C60 FAS, an aqueous solution where you take, you basically dissolve 2.9 mg per mil of C60 into toluene, then you mix it with water and evaporate it out after it's sonicated. And it leaves you with an aqueous solution with the C60 in it. But they were using that to show a reduction in muscular stress after putting animals through a simulated workout. And from personal experience, again, since I don't speak dog, but I do speak English, I can tell you that the effects after you've been under muscle stress are very much less when you're on C60 than when you're off of C60. So that was kind of an intriguing study, because they very conclusively showed that it did in fact negate some of the damaging effects of oxidation at a cellular level while exercising.
So now, does it also allow you to build muscle easier? Because I know as you age, you know, like me, I'm like, I can't believe how much effort it is to build muscle. And I used to be able to build muscle almost too much. I didn't like how much muscle I used to build easily when I was a teenager. And now I'm like, I want muscle.
I would love to take the time and actually do the study to find out, but I can't definitively say. There are so many things that this lends itself to that are really intriguing to study and to focus on. And right now we have about three that are on our plate, and they pretty much take all of our focus.
Well, I would think if the telomeres are lengthening, the muscles would be able to, you know, form more easily.
Well, there is, I don't know about the hypertrophy aspect of it in terms of actual muscle growth, but I can definitively say that there is definitely more activation of muscle fiber, which is, and there was a paper on skeletal activation of muscle fiber from C60, which was kind of another nifty study on a completely unrelated topic. But again, don't know about the hypertrophy, but it definitely makes you perform a little better.
Well, that's just amazing. Okay, so where can people learn more about you? Where can they get their product for Fido? And, you know, I mean, I want one for my dog. So I'm pretty excited about it because it's pretty affordable. And my husband gets frustrated because she's getting older and she won't go outside. And then we have a PMAT for her downstairs, and now she doesn't like to go downstairs. So we're working on getting her back.
How old is she?
She's 10, but she's more of kind of a princess because she's a Chihuahua, so she should live a lot longer.
Well, I would definitely say try it, especially when you have something that's a kind of a definitive marker, like she's having an issue going downstairs. That's one of those things. I always love it when people say something like, oh, they can't hop in the truck, or they can't hop in the car, or they have an issue with stairs, because it's such a very easy thing to go, you know, 2 weeks ago they couldn't go down the stairs and now they can navigate the stairs.
Well,
and
she can. She, if someone's at the door, she runs down the stairs. But if nobody's at the door, you know, because she hasn't gone under, then she slipped once and fell down the stairs. So now she's mentally out of it. But I think it is kind of her age too.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a degradation with age. I mean, I think we all feel it. You know, go to, for any information, you can either key in companion60.com or you can go to livepetllc.com.
And excellent.
I recommend that. Yeah, and we have a Facebook page now as well, and all of the socials, as it were. So, you know, feel free to go to the website, because there's an About Us, and, you know, you can read the patent. There's a link to the patent, and you can look at all of the data. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us on the website.
Now, people are seeing...
If anyone that's in your listener base, feel free to reach out. I mean, it's a great topic, and it's really weird. Incredibly passionate about this. It is what we do.
And people are seeing results.
By all means, reach out to us. And
people are seeing results quickly with their animals.
Yeah, they are, very quickly. And it's a fantastic thing to see. I saw great results with mine. My Great Pyrenees had reached the point where he could no longer hop up on my bed. And it was kind of sad. He'd put his paws up and slink up. And then to get down, he'd put his paws down and pull his hind legs off and plop down. And literally in less than 2 weeks, he was running and jumping on the bed again. It was fantastic. I mean, it was tremendously personally heartwarming.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it with that. And I will make sure I have all your information up there so people can go and do more research. Now, do you have research? I can't leave with that, because I'd have to ask a question. Do you have research up on your site too that points to what you're doing?
Not much. We have our patent listed there. Mm-hmm. And then, the ongoing research is not being updated there. So probably next year sometime we'll update whatever research we have been doing. But as of now, it's not there. But the patent is there. You can have a look at that and learn more. And if you have more questions, please write back to us.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Okay, stick around. Hold on.